From the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio, welcome to another JPR Live session where we get to better know artists we admire and hear one-of-a-kind live performances. I'm Dave Jackson. JPR Live sessions are made possible with support from the Talent Club in Talent, Oregon. Find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com. With me today is an artist who has called Southern Oregon home and continues to have ties to the region. Jason Day West is a singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist who first caught our attention in the band Intuitive Compass. They played a JPR Live session for us in 2017. They were described as bluegrass, folk, and sometimes vaudevillian, and his latest album is out on the range. You can purchase all his music at bandcamp.com. Jason Day West, it's a little different than the last time you were in JPR, but welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you're here with a bassist. Who's on stand-up bass today?
We've got my friend Amy Estelle playing stand-up bass. She is from the Central Valley of California.
Great.
And really happy to be collaborating with her.
Excellent. Well, why don't you guys kick off with a song? What do you want to play today?
Yeah, so today we're going to take this opportunity on the air to debut a few new songs. We're heading over to Nashville in a couple weeks to record a new record, so we thought we'd play a few of those songs. This one's called Hannah, for lack of a better title. You ready, Amy? Let's do this thing.
Oh, Hannah, oh, Hannah, well, I've got you on my mind. You've got something, well, that is so damn hard to find. I'm gonna meet you by the creek, babe. Gonna stay there a good long while. And when I greet you, I will not bow down, rather make you laugh and smile. You're a Midwest queen, babe, like a hobo's dream. Saw you lazing by the stream, babe. You're the finest thing I've seen. Well, I met your mama, I met your papa. They live down the countryside, Wisconsin back roads, by the hay fields. You took me for a horseback ride. Well, tell me a story about your childhood. Tell me all about your granddad's farm. You and your sister are growing up backwards. You've sure got that small town charm. You're a Midwest queen, babe, like a hobo's dream. Saw you lazing by the stream, babe. You're the finest thing I've seen. Let's mix it up, Amy. Tell me something, Hannah.
J. Jason Day West on JPR Live Session. That is a brand new tune called Hannah. Thanks so much for joining us today. Looking at your catalog, it looks like you're pretty much always working on a new album, and you have another one on the way, and that was a brand new song. Tell us about what's coming up with the new album.
Yeah, so I haven't put out an album per se. I've been putting out a lot of singles over the last couple of years, like Out on the Range, as you mentioned, and the last album came out in 2022, so I'm definitely due and excited to record my new works. I'm going to be working with Anticorp record label / studio in Nashville, Tennessee. They've put out my last couple records, and I work with them on distribution, so it's cozy, familiar studio right there in town on the east side. And I've got my friend Amy coming here to Nashville. I think the Resident Rogues are going to be featured on that record. So just a pile of friends who will be in town for Americana Fest, as they call it, in Nashville once a year. Kind of a chaotic time to be there, and definitely maybe not an ideal time to record a record, or maybe an ideal, depending.
Yeah, you can get all kinds of guests running.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Sounds great.
So, yeah. And we tend to, my recording approach is very much a live approach, just kind of like how we're doing it here. We like to capture that live sound, that correspondence between people in the studio together. And so it'd be very much like what we're doing here today.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that about a lot of actually new music, especially on the folk Americana side. That's been
definitely
like doing it live rather than, you know, phoning stuff in from different
field
places.
Recordings.
Yeah, I think maybe some of that came out of the pandemic. People were split up so long. It's like, hey, time, let's do this for real.
Yeah. Then they want to feel like they're sitting with that artist,
right?
Yeah.
So you lived in Josephine County for several years, but that's not where you grew up. Tell us about growing up and how you got to Southern Oregon.
Yeah, so I grew up in Northwest Wisconsin until about the time I was 17. I was one of those runaway kids. Mm. And by the time I was 18, I was already hopping freight trains around the country, hitchhiking, walking, playing banjos and steel guitars on corners. I spent a lot of time as a street busker in Nashville and New Orleans, and sort of adopting folk music and making it my own. And one year, I think it was 2007, was the first time I ever stepped foot in the Applegate Valley. Mm. I had some friends from Northwest Wisconsin living out in Rouche and working on a farm. And I went out to see them, and it just kind of instantly worked for me. I think it was more than anything, the people. There just seemed to be a really kind of wild attitude and a live and let live sort of way of being. And also it was obvious that Southern Oregon was rich in natural resources, which is obviously something I value a lot. It's all in my work and in my songs, talking about getting back to the wild lands and rural spaces.
Yeah. And you spent some time kind of interested in playing punk music. Is that where you're
getting? Yeah. So growing up in my angsty adolescence, we're all punk rock kids here in the room today. And we still incorporate some of those sounds, of those kind of edgier sounding tempos, and maybe in the ideology a little bit from time to time.
Yeah. I've talked to a lot of people about that. It seems like punk and folk come from the same sort of angst sometimes.
Yeah. I feel like if Woody Guthrie were to sit down with the lead singer of the Subhumans or the Dead Kennedys, they could have a nice, time doing coffee and cigarettes.
And you worked for a while with Dennis Dragon, didn't you?
I did. I did two records with Dennis, and those are some of my favorite works I've ever done. He was just so good at it.
Yeah.
He had all that old equipment, you know, the old preamps, and he had the reverb chamber from Carnegie Hall, and he was just a really fun guy to be around. The old Steve Miller studio.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, a lot of people have recorded out there. Yeah.
Had the blue shag carpet on the walls.
Hey, why don't you guys play us another song? What do you want to play?
We'd love to. So let's play another new song. This one is called We Had to Try.
Old lost highway, you can call my name. I'm not afraid of the snow and rain. Well, staying here, I just can't brave. Old lost highway, you can call my name. I've been on this rambling spree. I don't own no land and no land owns me. Well, the train yard's cold, but the ride is free. And when I'm gone, honey, just let me be. I've got lovers in near and far, but I'm not gonna tell you who they are. Well, tomorrow morn we're gonna drive to Maine. A few more days I'm back on the train. The Southwest isn't for everyone. You can burn to death in the desert sun. Well, the snow is falling in Vermont. Kiss me again before I'm gone, because when I'm gone, I'll be long gone. Hell, I'm long gone. Well, I'm bound to face this world all alone. Well, I miss your smell and your mountain home. Would you sit me down in your cowhide throne and tell me not to go back on my own? Snow is falling, it's right outside, and you're baking jeans some apple pie. It'll soon be time to say goodbye. We both know that we had to try. Well, I rode out on the setting sun. You stayed at home and you cleaned your gun. Well, soon I will be gone again. Kiss me one more time, my friend, because when I'm gone, I'll be long gone. You know I'm long gone. Old West Thompson, you can call my name. Well, I'm not afraid of the snow and rain. Well, staying here I just can't brave. Well, Old West Thompson, you can call my name. I said, oh, Old West Thompson, you can call my name.
That's Jason Day West in a JPR Live session. Hit me with the name of that song again.
That one is called We Had to Try.
We Had to Try. You can find out more about Jason Day West at jasondaywest.com. Music is available at Bandcamp. And then what again was the new label?
Yeah, so I work with Anticorp Records, and I also work with Cassette LA. And the new record is going to be coming out with Anticorp Records out of Nashville, Tennessee.
All right. Well, be sure to send us a copy of that when
always.
So we talked about you coming to the Southern Oregon area. What made you decide to move on?
Well, Dave, to be completely honest, it's hard for young people to afford to live here.
Really?
Working. I think it's hard for anybody to afford to live here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, at the time COVID was happening and it was obviously we weren't touring as aggressively as we, you know, would later come back to. Aurelia Cohen and myself, I feel like we wanted to be around more other young artsy folks, and we knew that Bisbee, Arizona would be the hot ticket. Cool. So we had family ties down there, and after not being on tour for the better part of 2 years, we kind of felt like we had nothing to lose. And I think the short answer is curiosity.
Yeah.
Had to see what was on the other side of the hill.
It sounds like you've been doing that a while.
It's true. But for whatever reason, I keep coming back to Southern Oregon. It's really got a hold on me. Right. It's really got a hold on me.
Well, speaking of Southern Oregon, I got my gateway into your music was the Intuitive Compass song "Goodbye Josephine."
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and I was kind of drawn to it because it seemed like there was some authenticity in it that isn't around in a lot of folk music right now, and it reminded me, like you mentioned earlier, of like a Woody Guthrie sort of thing or something like that. What are you trying to achieve in your songs, Woody?
Well, I'm not sure that I'm ever consciously trying to achieve anything. Mm-hmm. I write these songs because those feelings, those emotions, those thoughts, they have to go somewhere. And for me, it's like purging all of that, you know? And a lot of songs like that one you just mentioned, technically, yes, I wrote it, but, and I'm sure you've heard this before, and at risk of sounding cliche, I feel like I was just a vessel for that song to come to fruition so people could hear it. It's kind of done in the old, like you said, the old troubadour style.
Right.
And tradition of just singing a simple folk song about life in a place. I mean, what is folk music? It's just a reflection of people's lives in a place. And that's where we were at that point in our life. So that's what came out. And I still play that song all the time live. You know, people want to hear that song on the East Coast. If their daughter's name is Josephine, or if they live in a small, broke mountain town, they relate to the song.
Right. So,
it's not about some weird triangulated relationship between Aurelia and myself and Josephine. It was about being in love with Josephine County.
Right. I got that from that. Yeah. Well, hey, play us another song. What do you want to play?
Gladly. So this song I put out, me and my one of my best friends, lifelong friends, Benjamin Todd, with Lost Dog Street Band. We grew up together and rode the rails together and played in bands and don't see each other a whole lot anymore because we live on the other side of the country. But last summer, we were able to meet up in Michigan randomly, and we had a moment there where we almost forgot how to interact with each other. We're sitting at the kitchen table, and I said, well, let's try writing a song together. And we wrote this song. In fact, Peyton Campbell, who is traveling with me, who is in the room right now, was there to witness us write this song at a little Airbnb. And it's called Life's Hard to Handle. I'm also going to mention that I'm really stoked to be traveling with Peyton Campbell. She's an amazing person and talented photographer and videographer out of northern Michigan. And we're going to be traveling to the Midwest next week. So just wanted to plug her real quick.
Great. Well, this is Life's Hard to Handle?
Life's Hard to Handle. And this is co-written with Benjamin Todd. So hopefully he's okay with me playing it live on JPR. We're going to do it anyway.
Sounds good.
It's hard to handle. You can't hold a candle. Well, it's lost in the bramble, and that road made of gravel. Well, it's a hot old road to travel. But you know I'm bound to ramble. Watch me as I ramble. I got lost along the way, boy. I was following that voice. Left me no choice. I was lost along the way. Help me find my way. Could you help me find my way, boys? Won't you help me find my way, boys? That's Amy on the bass, folks. I've been living the old way. I live far from the highway, out there in the Applegate. The whole country's been paved, but I still walk a dirt lane. I still walk a dirt lane. Well, I still walk a dirt lane. Watch me walk the dirt lane. Well, now a storm moves among us, and it kicks up the field dust, and the rain brings E-Rust. But the sun makes a crop blush. Well, the sun makes a crop blush. The sun makes a crop blush. The sun makes a crop blush. Life, it's hard to handle. You can't hold the candle. Well, it's lost in the bramble, and that road made of gravel. Well, it's a hard old road to travel. And that road made of gravel. Well, it's a hard old road to travel.
That's Life's Hard to Handle. Jason Day West is my guest in a JPR live session. Find more about Jason Day West at jasondaywest.com, jasondaewest.com. You're back in Southern Oregon because you guys were on tour, and you just played a festival in Bend. What was that?
Yeah, so I played at the Bend Folk Music Festival, and then people caught word that I was in Southern Oregon and started trying to get us to play left and right, which we did. Except a show out on the Oregon coast, because, you know, if you're being invited to the Oregon coast, you go. And we had to get down there and laze on the beach. So we've played in Bend, we've played in Grants Pass at the Hall, and we played out in Brookings at Oxenfree Public House. Every show is completely nuts. Cowpunk dance party kind of vibe going on every night. And I just want to tell folks, I'm playing with Amy. Amy and Jessica, who's also in the studio, have been coming to my shows for a couple years and surprised me last week showing up at my show in Grants Pass. And instead of going home to the Central Valley, she ended up living with me on the horse farm in Williams for the last week, where we pieced together all of these songs.
Wow.
And on a limb, I said, will you join me in Nashville in a couple weeks? And she says, oh, hell yeah, I'll be there. So
cool. That's a good way to get a gig.
Yeah. So I'm just happy as heck to be working with all of them.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Well, you got time for another song then?
Yeah, I guess we'd like to squeeze in one more. This is another brand new song. It's called 8 Miles from Rusk. It's about my family's 1,500 acres of rugged farmland in northwest Wisconsin. Poor in money, rich in land. And to all of you listening out there, thank you for having us. JPR, Dave, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure for us.
Well, the winds are blowing hard now out here on the prairie, and there's work to be done on the farm, but no one's in a hurry. I can hear the trains go rolling by from Colfax down to Boyceville. Well, they're hauling lumber twice a day from Chippewa to the sawmill. I can hear them as they blow their horn north of Old Lake Tainer. 500 acres underwater, the farm, it was in danger. And the old homestead inherited, well, it's surely been neglected. It's gonna take somebody just like me to keep this farm protected. So I've been working in the field, been working dawn to dusk. I've been grinding feet and praying hard. We're 8 miles from Russ. We've gone 8 miles from Russ. Now my old cabin's falling down, but the wood stove is a-burning. And out there in the old oak grove, there are seven winds a-turning. I saw a golden eagle soaring high as the snow begins to flurry. Well, there's work to be done on the farm, but no one's in a hurry. Well, the winds are changing course now, and the heavy snow is falling. And out there on the old field road, my ancestors are calling. And I can hear them as they call to me, come home, you wandering soul now. Well, there's work to be done on the farm, and it's in your blood to know how. Hell, it's in your blood to know how. Well, I've been working in the fields, been working dawn to dusk. Grinding feet and praying hard, I'm 8 miles from rust. Take me there, we've gone 8 miles from well, the winds are blowing hard now, out here on the prairie. And there's work to be done on the farm, but no one's in a hurry. And I can hear the trains go rolling by, from Colfax down to Boyceville. Well, they're hauling lumber twice a day, from a Chippewa to the sawmill. And I can hear them as they call to me, come home, you wandering soul now. Well, there's work to be done on the farm, and it's in your blood to know how. Well, it's in your blood to know how.
That is Jason Day West with 8 Miles of Rust in a JPR live session. Find more about Jason Day West at jasondaywest.com. Well, hey, guys, thanks so much for playing for us today. It's good to get to know you a bit. Good luck on the new record. Again, make sure you send us a copy of it, however it comes out, digitally or however. And JPR Live Sessions are engineered by John Griffin of Luna's End Studios. Thanks to Kalina Reeves for helping set things up today. And JPR Live Sessions are made possible with support from the Talent Club, with live music and cold beverages in an even cooler atmosphere in downtown Talent. Find their live music schedule at Talent Club Live. Live.com. You can find JPR Live Sessions archived at ijpr.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and at YouTube. I'm Dave Jackson. Thanks for listening.